I must have worn out the first translator.
第一个翻译的可能被我折磨的受不了了。
They've replaced him with the one bigger than me.
他们换一个比我还要大的人。
I hope I don't wear my brother out.
我希望我不会把他折磨。
Well, Linda and I thank you for having us this weekend.
我太太和我非
Linda, that's my wife.
Okay. 我太太和我非常谢谢你们招待我们。
We have felt very much at home among you, dear saints.
我在你们亲爱的圣徒中间，觉得这里就好像我自己的家一样。
And our brother and sister Chu have been very hospitable in the Lord.
我们朱弟兄在主里面对我们也非常热诚的款待。
And we have enjoyed much our fellowship together.
我们非常享受这一段交通的时间。
Well, there are many more here than have been here for the first three messages.
今天来的人比前面三堂道的人来的多得多。
So we'll read some of those verses again and maybe do some review.
我们会把我们讲过的道再讲一遍。
Turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 17.
我们先翻到启示录十二章第十七节。
And the dragon was angry with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus.
龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战。这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。
Revelation 19, verse 10.
启示录十九章第十节。
And I fell before his feet to do him homage, and he says to me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow bondman, and the fellow bondman of thy brethren, who have the testimony of Jesus. Do homage to God, for the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of God.Of Jesus.
第十节，我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他。他说：“千万不可，我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄，同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。”
John's Gospel, chapter 13.
看到约翰福音第十三章。
I'll read just two verses.
我只读两节。
34 and 35.
34和35节。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That you also love one another. By this, all know that you are disciples of mine if you have love amongst yourselves.
我赐给你们一条新命令。乃是叫你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
The 15th chapter of John's Gospel.
第十五章，约翰福音十五章。
We'll look at verses 5 through 8.
我们看一看第五节到第八节。
I am the vine, ye are the branches.He that abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Unless anyone abide in me, he is cast out as a branch, and he's dried up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall come to pass to you. In this...Is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and you shall become disciples of mine.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就你们多结果子我父就因此得了荣耀你们也就是我的门徒了
And then look at John chapter 17.
然后我们看看约翰福音十七章
20-23. And I do not demand for these only, but also for those who believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfected into one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
20节, 我不但为这些人祈求, 也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求, 使他们都合而为一, 正如你父在我里面, 我也在你们, 我在你们里面, 使他们也在我们里面, 叫世人可以信你差了我来, 你所赐给我的荣耀, 我已赐给他们, 使他们合而为一, 像我们合而为一, 我在他里面, 你在我里面, 使他们完完全全地合而为一, 叫世人知道你差了我来, 也知道你爱他们, 如同爱我一样。
Let's have another word of prayer. Dear Lord, we come into your presence.
亲爱主, 我们来到你的面前。
And Lord, we know when we come into your presence, we're coming into the light.
我们知道我们来到你的面前, 我们就来到了光的前面。
Now we ask you that you would shine your light into your word.
我们求你把你的光照在你的话上。
And you would cause us to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
求你让我们能够听到你圣灵要对我们说的话。
We're not interested in man's words.
我们对人所说的话没有兴趣。
Man's words have no benefit.
人的话对我们没有益处。
But you said your words are spirit and life.
你说你的话就是生命的,
So once again, Lord, we say what Peter said.
所以我们说彼得说的,
Thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
只有你的话才是永生的永恒的生命。
Would you speak to us?
请你今天对我们说话。
We say like that dear young child Samuel.
我们今天就好像那个年轻的撒母耳一样。
Speak, Lord.
说主啊,
Thy servant heareth.
我的仆人静听。
This is the prayer we offer in the name of Jesus.
这是我们今天奉耶稣基督的名字祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, some of you are here for the first time.
有一些是第一次来到这边的。
I hope that those that have been here for all three times can bear with me a moment while I do some review.
希望你们前三堂都有来听的, 在我做一些复习的时候能够稍微忍耐一下。
Maybe that'll help bring us all up to speed.
也许也帮助我们稍微回顾一下我们听过的东西。
We have been talking about one thing these four times.
我们在这四堂道里面讲一件事情。
This is God's testimony.
这是神的见证。
This is our burden.
这是我们的负担。
God has a testimony.
主神有一个见证。
Now I think naturally when we think of testimony, we think of something else.
我们常常想到见证这两个字的时候, 我们想到一些其他的东西。
We think of personal testimony.
我们好像想到我们个人经历上的见证。
We think of our testimony.
我们想到我们的见证。
We think of witnessing.
我们想到我们, 一些见证,
All these things are important.
这些事是很重要。
But in the end, God is after something for himself.
可是最终神的目的是有一个另外的目的。
He is after his testimony.
他最终的目的是他自己亲自的见证。
He saves man for that purpose.
他救人就是为了这个目的。
This is the purpose of God.
这个目的就是神的目的。
It is the expression of who he is.
这个是一个, 能够表达神是怎么样一位神的意思。
And it is specifically that expression in and through a people.
然后他也非常清楚, 借着人表达了这个意思。
This is what you see from the beginning to the end of the Bible.
你在圣经里面从头到尾看到的就是这一件事。
All 66 books have a coherent theme.
所有66章有一个共同的主题。
And that theme is God's testimony.
那个见证, 那个就是讲到神的亲自的见证。
When you see the first move of God corporately in a people,
你看到神在人身上的一个作为。
You see, he was after a peculiar expression in that people.
他在人那些人的身上是有一个特别的peculiar one.
Expression.
一个特别的一个表达。
He calls them a peculiar treasure.
他叫他们一个非常特别的一个像宝藏。
Can you imagine God calling us a peculiar treasure?
他告诉我们，你可以想象说神叫我们是一个特别的宝藏吗？
But to the Lord Jesus,
对耶稣基督来说，
His people are His treasure.
我们他的子民就是他的宝藏。
That ought to humble us.
这让我们觉得很谦卑。
That ought to bring great praise and worship from our heart.
应该让我们觉得从心里面有对他的赞美。
That the Lord Jesus so treasures His people.
耶稣基督这么的宝贵我他的子民。
So this testimony of God is simple.
这个神的见证其实很简单。
It is God Himself.
是神他自己。
We have no other message.
我们没有其他的信息。
He is all of our message.
他就是我们的信息。
The Lord Jesus fills all things.
耶稣基督充满万有。
You think of that great phrase in the book of Colossians.
你在哥罗西书里面看到那个很棒的金句。
That the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in the Lord Jesus.
说神所有一切的丰富都有形有体的住在耶稣基督的里面。
Think of the magnitude of that.
你想想看这件事情的何等的伟大。
I told the brothers and sisters last evening.
我昨天晚上告诉弟兄姊妹。
That I have spent a career measuring things.
我一辈子就是在量一些事情。
How big something is.
量说这个东西有多大。
How vast it is.
这个有多的广大。
How wide it is.
有多么的宽。
How much does it weigh?
它到底有多重？
But this is immeasureless.
这个东西根本没有办法测量。
The Lord Jesus is immeasureless.
耶稣基督主是没有办法测量的。
How can you quantify all that He is?
你怎么样能够把它测量出来呢？
When you come to the New Testament,
你来到新约里面，
you get a sense of God's heart.
你看到了神的心。
In the book of Ephesians,
在以弗所书里面，
He says His intention is this.
他说我的旨意是这样。
Sum up all things in Christ.
是说耶稣基督会把在耶稣基督所有的事情在耶稣基督里面就完全。
Now that's amazing.
他这件事情是多么的奇妙。
And he goes further than that.
然后他继续说。
He said the things in the heavens.
他说在天上的事情。
That's amazing.
那是很奇妙
的。But he says the things in the earth.
在地上的事情。
This is how grand our Lord Jesus is.
这是我们耶稣基督有何等的伟大。
He is God's testimony.
他就是神的见证。
We see it in the Old Testament.
我们看到从旧约里面。
We see it as he called the people unto himself.
我们也在就看到他把亲自的子民招出来。
We see it in picture form.
我们看到这面图画。
We see it illustrated in the ark of the testimony.
我们看到在约柜上面的一个见证。
There in that vessel was a particular illustration of who the Lord Jesus is.
是方舟，那个方舟就见证说耶稣基督是什么样子。
It was made of incorruptible wood.
Okay. 约柜，对不起。
You can stop me anytime you want. It was made of incorruptible wood.
是用一个没有办法朽坏的一个木头做出来的。
Acacia wood from the Shittim tree.
是从造荚木里面造出来的。
Wood always speaks of the nature of man.
神常常讲到我们人的个性。
The Lord Jesus is the only one with an incorruptible human nature.
耶稣基督是唯一一个有不能朽坏人的个性的一个。
He is without sin.
他是一个没有罪的人。
This is the Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
This ark of the testimony.
这个。
Ark.
The ship.
Yeah, there you like Noah's ark. Good enough.
Okay, 是方舟，是一个方舟的见证。
Without animals.
没有，里面没有动物。
The ark of the testimony.
这个是约柜吗？
I don't understand Chinese.
No, hang on. Is this the ark that God's ark or Noah's ark?
It's God's ark.
God's ark. Okay, 约柜的见证。Sorry. 同样的字，搞不清楚。
But that vessel was covered throughout.
那个
within and without with pure gold.
这个约柜呢是整个用金箔把它从里到外包起来的。
That speaks of the nature of God.
这个就看到神的个性。
Throughout our Lord Jesus was very God of very God.
他说我们看到借着耶稣基督我们可以看到我们的神。
When he came upon the earth, the heralds proclaimed, God is with us.
他来到这个地上的时候，天使就说神是与我们同在。
This is the Lord Jesus.
这是我们的耶稣基督。
And then they were told with this ark, put a mercy seat of pure gold on top of the ark.
在约柜的上面呢，做了一个纯金的施恩座。
And put two cherubim touching one another over the ark.
然后在约柜的上面有两个基洛伯用翅膀把约柜遮起来。
Is not the Lord Jesus our mercy seat?
耶稣基督不就是我们的施恩座吗？
Where have you found mercy?
你们在哪里找到施恩典？
Before you knew the Lord Jesus, you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
你认识耶稣之前，我们不都死在罪恶过犯当中吗？
You weren't just ill.
我们不是只是生病而已。
You were dead.
我们已经死了。
It doesn't get much worse than that.
没有什么比死更难的嘛，更惨的嘛。
But the Lord Jesus quickens you into life.
可是耶稣基督把我们重新的带回到生命里面。
And everyone that believes on the Lord Jesus comes from death to life.
所有信耶稣的人都能够从死里复活。
And everyone that believes in the Lord Jesus will never die.
所有信耶稣的人都不再死亡。
This is his promise.
这是他对我们的保证。
He is the mercy seat.
他就是我们的施恩座。
But even more than that.And then in that ark were three things.
在约柜里面还有其他三个东西。
There were just three things in that ark.
在约柜里面有三个东西。
There was a pot of manna.
是一碗盛的一碗玛拿。
And in that pot of manna represents the bread of life.
这一碗玛拿呢，这代表的是生命的粮。
It was the bread that was given by God.
是神亲自赐下来的生命的粮。
It was the bread that sustained the children of Israel in the wilderness.
在以色列子民在旷野的时候，这是让他们存活下来的东西。
This is the Lord Jesus.
这是耶稣基督自己。
You remember what he said?
你记得他说什么吗？
He said, I am the bread of life.
他说我就是生命的粮。
All of these are illustrations.
所有这些你们看到的图画。
The whole Old Testament is a living picture book.
所有整个旧约就好像一个活的图画书一样。
And it speaks of greater things.
讲一个伟大的事情。
There was a second thing in that ark.
在约柜里面还有第二件东西。
There was the rod of Aaron that budded.
是亚伦发过芽的杖。
It was just a stick.
是一个木头，一个木棍。
But it budded.
可是那个木棍居然发芽了。
Now I don't have all the time to go in great detail.
我没有很多时间来解释这很多的细节。
But this stick that budded speaks of the resurrection life.
这一个发芽的杖呢，代表的就是一个复活的生命。
All the other 11 sticks of the tribe of Israel stayed dead sticks.
所有其他11个支派的芽杖全部都是死的。
But that one rod budded and blossomed and full almonds appeared.
那个亚伦的那个芽却发了芽，而且结出叶子和果子来。
Jesus said in John 11, I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣就是在约翰福音十一章里面说我就是生命而且复活。
And the third thing is called the tables of testimonies.
第三件事情就是见证的法版。
These are the tablets written by, it says, the finger of God.
那个是神用他的指头亲自写下来的，在写下来的。
Moses was told, put those in the ark too.
他告诉摩西说把这些放到约柜里。
This represents that the Lord Jesus is the fulfillment of the whole law.
这个法版见证是说耶稣基督就是律法的一个完全。
It represents even more than that.
其实比这他代表更多的事情。
He is the word of God.
他就是神的话语。你记不记得在约翰福音第一章里
说 The word was with God.
他说道与神同在。
And the word was God.
然后神就是道就是神。
This is who the Lord is.
这个就是我们的主。
So I hope you begin to understand.
所以我希望你们能够再开始有点了解。
God's testimony is in the person of the Lord Jesus.
神的见证是在耶稣基督的里面。
But that's not all.
可是这不是全部。
There's a second vessel of testimony in the Old Testament.
在 旧约里面还有另外一个见证。
And that is the tabernacle of testimony.
是一个会幕的见证。
If you look in the Bible, you see these phrases over and over.
你在圣经里面看到这些句子重复一直重复。
There's the ark of the testimony.
说我们有约柜的见证。
And there's the tabernacle of testimony.
我们有会幕的见证。
Now this tabernacle is extraordinary.
这个会幕是一个很了不起的事情。
For when God first called them to the mountain, he said this.
他把摩西叫到山上来的时候，第一件说的话是
，He said, "Build me a sanctuary that I may dwell among you."
他说，帮我建造一个圣所，所以我可以住在你中间。
Now, can you imagine the Almighty God saying, "Build me a sanctuary that I may dwell among you"?
你可以想象说神说这句话的样子吗？说建一个会所，让我可以住在你们中间。
The heavens of heavens can't contain who He is.
他说，天上的天，所有世界上的天上都没有办法装。 就好像装不下神一样。
But somehow he dwells in this tabernacle of testimony.
可是他却希望有一个地方，他能够来跟我们人住在一起。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
This is the church.
这是就是教会。
Somehow the Lord Jesus has chosen one place that he will dwell.
不知道怎么的，耶稣基督选了一个地方来住。
He will dwell in a people.
他住在我们的里面。
This is God's testimony.
这就是神的见证。
The church is the called out ones gathered together.
教会呢，就是一些蒙召的选民聚在一起。
What do you think the church is?
你觉得教会是什么？
Did you say this morning I go to church?
你今天早上有说啊，我要去教会吗？
You can't go to church.
你不能够去教会。
Brothers and sisters in Richmond say that all the time.
弟兄姊妹在 Richmond 教会里面常常这么说。
They say I went to church Sunday.
我今天礼拜天我去教会。
If I'm here, I'll go to church next Sunday.
如果我这边下个礼拜还来的话，我也要去教会。
When I was in Toronto, I went to church with the brothers and sisters.
如果我在多伦多的时候，我跟弟兄姊妹去教会。
But do you understand? You are the church.
你知道吗？你就是教会。
His people are the church.
他的子民就是教会。
Literally, you can't go to church.
所以教会不是一个实质上的东西。
You either are the church or you're not the church.
你要不然你就是教会，不然你就不是教会。
You're either the place that he dwells or you're not the place that he dwells.
他也许住在你的里面，或者没有住在你的里面。
You may meet in a building.
你也许需要一个建筑物。
But that building is not the church.
可是那建筑物并不是教会。
Now this is God's testimony.
这是神的见证。
In the Old Testament, it's God's testimony revealed.
在旧约里面，就是他的见证的一个亲自的显出。
And then we looked at the end of the Old Testament.
然后我们看到在旧约快结束的时候。
And we saw how God's testimony was recovered.
我们看到。 神的见证被恢复了。
I think it must have broken God's heart.
我在想神的心一定很伤心。
When his people he so gloriously delivered failed him.
这些他亲自从荣耀里面拯救出来的子民失败了。
They were supposed to be that special testimony in the earth.
他们本来应该在地上做神的见证的。
That only place he set his name.
在他的。 OK， 他是在他地上呢，把他的名放在这个唯一的地方。
Brother, you never have to worry about me correcting.
That's all right. OK.
How they failed him. You think of it.
所以呢，你想想看这些以色列的子民怎么样失败，你想想看这件事情。
And God gave up the living expression of his testimony on the earth.
神。 好像放弃了他的这个活的一个见证在地上。
Israel went into the Babylonian captivity.
以色列人被巴比伦掳去。
Babylon means confusion.
巴比伦就是一个混乱的一个地方。
I think much of the church today is in confusion.
我觉得现在很多的教会也是在一个混乱的阶段。
They have left their purpose.
就离开了神要他们做的一个宗旨。 把他们神给他们的呼召都放弃了。They
don't understand there to be God's testimony in the earth.
他们不知道说教会就是神在地上的一个见证。And
in the saddest part of Old Testament history, He gave them up.
所以呢，在好像一个旧约里面最悲惨的时期，神把他们放弃了。
But here's the good news.
不过好消息是
，God is a God of recovery.
神是一个恢复的神。
And he, in his own concern for his testimony, began to recover what was lost.
他自己很关心他见证这件事情，他就开始恢复他自己的
And he moved upon a Gentile king.
他感动了一个外邦人的神。
That Gentile king made a pronouncement.
那个外邦人的神呢，就做了一个宣告。
And he said, God has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem.
这个说，神感动我为他耶路撒冷建造一个他的殿。
Whosoever there is among all of his people that will go back to build the house of God, let them go.
所有他的子民通通都会回去建造他的城。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
only 50,000 responded.
只有5万人回应。
几百万里面只有5万人, millions that went into captivity.
几百万人被掳去,
only 50,000 responded.
只有5万人回应。
Now, brothers and sisters, we should learn a lesson from that.
弟兄姊妹, 我们这边可以学到一个功课。
Not everyone will respond.
不是所有的人都会有回应。
Even ones that are his won't everyone respond.
就算是他自己的子民也不一定会回应。
But God is pleased when just a remnant responds.
可是神呢，看到这一小群的子民回应，他非常的高兴。
So in the end, he recovers his testimony.
所以在最后的时候，他把他自己的见证给恢复了。
He finds one who is concerned also for his testimony.
他找到那些对他自己的见证也关心的人。
I believe in the end, this is what God is looking for.
我相信这是神最终想要找到一件事情。
Those that bear his concern.
就是那一些也关心他关心事情他的事，那个尼希米就是这样的人。
We looked at the book of Nehemiah.
我们看到尼希米记。
And this one, God put something in his heart.
这一个人呢，神把一个something放到他的心里面。
And he led the recovery of God.
他把他带领的人恢复了神。
And that wall of Jerusalem was rebuilt.
整个耶路撒冷都因此而被重建了。
Not only that,
不止这样,
we see there was a great conflict over the rebuilding of that wall.
我们在看到建城墙的时候有很多很多冲突。
Let me try to encourage you.
我来给你一点鼓励。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
whenever God is doing a work, there will be a great attack.
不管神的工作在做的时候，总是会有一些攻击。
We should know that.
我们应该知道。
It should encourage us.
应该让我们觉得非常的有激励我们。
Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, if there's no attack, then you need to wonder if God is working.
人家说如果神的工作上没有拦阻的话，你应该想想是不是到底是不是神的工作。
And then we discover that God completes his recovery work.
然后我们看到神亲自完全他的恢复。
That's God's testimony recovery.
这是他自己亲自见证的恢复。
And last night, God's testimony realized.
昨天晚上我们看到神的见证的实现。
In the Lord Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面。
It is realized in a person.
是在一个人里面实现。
It is realized in a people, the church.
是在教会的子民身上实现。
And it is realized in a priesthood.
是在一个祭司的
自息的国度里面实现。 Now, do you know you're a priest?
你知道你是一个祭司吗?
Some of you have already heard this.
你们有些人已经听过这个。
But I want all of you to hear this.
可是我希望每一个人都能够听到。
Do you know it says in Revelation 1, verse 5 and 6, that God has made you a priest?
你看到启示录第一章第五节的里面讲说, 神让你成为一个祭司吗?
Did you come this morning as a member of a congregation?
你今天来只是教会的一份子吗? 今天早上?
Or did you come as a priest?
还是你来是一个君尊的祭司呢?
You should come as a priest.
你应该来的时候，你觉得你自己是一个祭司。
Because if you look at the Old Testament,
如果你看看旧约里面讲的,
the only ones that bear the testimony,
唯一一个带着神的见证的人,
are the priests.
就是祭司。
One family,
一个家庭,
the Levites.
是立位家,
it says they will bear the testimony.
是立位家带着神的见证,
and they will keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony.
他们呢, 就是背负神, 会幕见证的一个族,
now what the priests
家庭,
do, In the New Testament, we understand from 1 Peter 2,
在我们, 彼得前书第二章里面, 我们了解,
that we are to offer spiritual sacrifices unto God.
We
are to show forth the excellencies of Him
我们必须要彰显神的,
who called us from darkness into His marvelous light.
把我们从黑暗里面招出来,
this is testimony.
这是神的见证,
this is what a priest is to do.
这是祭司应该做的事情。
Now this morning, before you came,
今天早上在你来之前,
did you prepare your heart as a priest?
你有没有把你的心准备好像祭司一样呢?
Or did you just think this brother will do everything?
还是你说啊, 这位某某弟兄会做所有的事情?
Or did you think this sister will do everything?
你说某某姊妹所有的事情她都会?
Did you have any offering to bring?
你今天早上有带什么祭物来吗?
Did you have a sacrifice of praise?
你今天早上有带什么祭物来吗?
If you did, you're not a priest.
如果你没有这样准备, 你就不是一个祭司啊。
It could have been silent. It could have been a silent praise.
Oh, okay. 也许只是一个无声的祷告。
But every believer is a priest unto God.
可是每一个信主的人在神的眼中都是一个祭司。
Well, I think most of you now are up to speed.
我想你们我们现在大家已经这个 review已经完毕了。
That's what we've been doing.
这是我们刚刚在做的, 就是一些回顾, 看看神的见证是什么样子。
And this whole burden came from one phrase.
这个所有的负担从一句话上面来的。
Those verses in Revelation we read.
在启示录我们读过的。
Notice it says that have the testimony of Jesus. In Revelation 12, 17, and Revelation 19, verse 10.
Okay. Oh, okay, 就是有为耶稣基督做见证的人。
The important thing in the end is that we have the testimony of Jesus.
最重要的是说, 在最终的目的是我们有耶稣基督的见证。
Not that we had the testimony of Jesus.
不是我们曾经拥有这个见证。
Some believers just live in the past.
有一些信徒常常活在过去里面。 有一次他们说, 他们说你记得以前有一天,
the Lord met me in a wonderful way.
很久很久以前, 耶稣基督怎么样呼召我,
I don't know where he is today.
我今天已经不知道他到哪里去了,
but 30 years ago it was glory.
不过耶稣基督30年以前对我来说像荣耀一样。
In the literal translation it means this.
在字面上的解义是这样子的,
those having the testimony of Jesus.
是说, 这些一直都拥有耶稣基督见证的人,
this is a trust to be kept.
这是一个我们必须要保守的一个信任,
this is a thing to be guarded.
这是一个我们必须要好好保守的东西,
this is the verse my burden came from.
这是我的负担的来源, 这句话。
Okay, so now I think you're sufficiently up to speed.
然后我们现在我们想大家都已经, 到同一个阶段了。
Today we'll deal with this matter of the testimony of God realized in practice.
我们今天要讲的是神, 神的见证的实际的实行。
The testimony is a very practical thing.
见证是一个非常实际的东西。
You may think it's just so high that we can't touch it.
我们常常想说, 啊, 见证是很高很远的东西,
but
摸不到。
When you look at the Word of God,
可是你看神的话语的时候,
the New Testament makes it very clear.
新约讲得非常清楚。
The testimony of Jesus is to be practically expressed.
耶稣基督的见证是要我们行出来的。
There must be a practical expression.
一定要把它行出来。
Well, there's no testimony.
不然就没有意义了。
You can talk about testimony.
你可以天天讲。
But unless there's some real substance to it, there's no testimony.
如果你不把它亲自行出来的话, 就没有见证。
There has to be a practical expression.
必须要有行为。
Now, I'm in the business of hiring and training structural engineers.
我做的生意呢, 就是, 做那个, 结构工程师, 我就请很多结构工程师来帮我做事。
I often find out that the young engineers I hire,
我常常发现一些年轻的工程师, 我雇佣的一些工程师,
they have lots of theory.
他们有很多很多的理论。
They understand principles.
他们对, 基础非常的了解。
They can talk about analysis.
他们可以讲讲他们的分析。
They can describe how to design something.
他们也可以跟我形容怎么样要设计。
But they can't do it.
可是呢，做不出来。
So the first thing we have to do is make them practical.
所以第一件我们要做的事情就是让他们能够练习一下。
Now I'm not against theory.
我不是一个。
Get me wrong.
我不是一个非理论的人，不要搞错。
There are professors here that might be offended if I say that.
如果我这样讲，这边也许有一些教授都不高兴了。
But in the end, it's not about having the theory of God's testimony.
可是我们最终的目的并不是只是要有一个理论。
In the end, as you read in the book of Revelations, it's about having God's testimony.
在启示录你读到的是，我们在最后的目的是我们必须要一直拥有神的见证。
So today what we'll consider is a few absolute essential things in the practical realization of that testimony.
今天我们要来看看就是在实我们要怎么有几件事情我们怎么样可以亲自的实行出来。
First of all,
第一件,
the testimony is practically expressed through divine love.
第一件事情就是说神的见证呢是借着一个神圣的爱来表现出来。
Make sure you understand I said divine love.
你希望你们能够了解这个神圣的爱是什么意思。
It's not human love.
不是一个人的爱。
It's not feelings.
不是一个感觉。
But the practical expression of the testimony is in the context of divine love.
是借着一个神圣的爱的一个行为而表现出来的神的见证。
Turn to John 13.
看一下约翰福音十三章。
I think most of you know this story.
哦，很多人都听过这个故事。
This concerns the washing of the disciples' feet.
这个是为耶稣为门徒洗脚的故事。
Look at verse 1 at first.
我们看一下第
Now,
第一节。
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of the world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, loved them to the end.
月节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到。
Now the whole context of this story is divine love.
这个里面整个讲的事情就是一个神的爱。
Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Let's look at what follows in verse 4 and 5.
再我们看第四节第五节跟着讲的是什么。
The unthinkable happens.
没想不到的事情。
He rises up from supper and lays aside his garments, and having taken a linen towel, he girded himself. Then he pours water into the wash hand basin and begins to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a linen towel which he was girded.
他就离席站了起来，脱了衣服，拿了一条手巾束腰，然后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚。并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
The magnitude of this action is hard to understand.
这件事情这么大到一个我们没有办法理解的地步。
Unless we understand something about the traditions of those days, it's hard to understand.
我们如果不能够了解那时候当时的传统，是一件很难了解的事情。
But this position of washing feet was the lowest position one could take.
你如果了解的话，就是这种洗脚行为是一种最卑贱的行为。
This was reserved for a slave girl.
这种是一个仆一个使女那种做仆人的使女才做的事情。
This was a slave girl's ministry.
是那种奴隶的那种女孩子做的事情。
And yet the Lord Jesus, after supper,
可是我们的主在吃完饭以后
girded himself with a towel.
用一个手巾束腰。
And then he began to wash their feet.
然后他开始为门徒洗脚。
This is unbelievable.
没有办法想象。
The Lord of glory.
一个荣耀的主。
So humbling himself.
谦卑的主。
That he took the absolute lowest place.
他选了一个最低贱的地位。
This is selfless love.
这是一个无己的爱。
Divine love is selfless love.
神的爱是一个无己的爱。
The Lord Jesus did the unimaginable.
耶稣基督做了一件我们不敢相信的事情。
You can think Peter is off base if you like. Peter the apostle, you can think his reaction is off base.
你可以觉得说, 也许彼得的反应, 有点偏。
When he says, "Lord, what are you doing?"
他说, 主啊, 你不可以洗我的脚。
I should wash your feet.
他说我应该洗你的脚。
And Lord says, "You don't know what I'm doing now, but you will know later."
主耶稣说你不知道我现在在做什么，不过你以后就会知道。
Peter tries to resist the Lord.
彼得还是不让他洗。
But the Lord says, "I must wash your feet."
那耶稣跟他讲说，你必须要。
If I don't wash your feet, you don't have any part of me.
彼得说，耶稣说你必须要让我洗你的脚。如果我
And then Peter, as he's always,
嘿呀，就如果你不让我洗你的脚，我就与你无份。
And then Peter, as he's always wont to do, seems to overreact the other way.
然后 彼得每次都这样子，所以他就马上就变得另外一个人说。
He says, "Lord, wash all of me."
他说：“那你把我全身都洗一洗吧。”This
is selfless love.
所以，耶稣基督这样的爱是一个没有自己的爱。
Listen to Philippians 2.
我们看一看腓立比书第二章。
Verse 6-8.
腓立比书第二章第六节到第八节。
Who subsisting in the form of God did not esteem it an object of rapine to be on equality with God, but emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of man, and having been found in the figure of man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross.
第六节，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
You would think taking the servant woman's place was a low place.
你也许觉得说，哎呀，做个仆人是很卑贱的事情。
But Philippians told us he takes even a lower place.
可是腓立比书这边告诉我们，他选
lower than the form of a bond.
选了一个更低的位置。
He takes the place of death, even death on the cross.
他选择了为我们死，死在十字架上。
This is divine love.
这是一个神的爱。
Without divine love, there is no testimony.
如果没有神的爱, 就没有神的见证。
Now, I think you understand that principle.
我想你们应该了解这样的道理。
Without Christ's divine love, there is no testimony.
如果没有神, 耶稣基督的一个神圣的爱, 没有, 就没有这样的见证。
Without His unselfish giving, there's no testimony.
如果没有他虚己亲自为我们舍他自己, 就没有神的见证。
But without divine love being expressed in His people, there is no full testimony.
如果我们没有 借着神的爱而把神的爱彰显出来，借着彰显出来就没有神的见完全的见证。
Let's look at John 13 verse 12.
我们再看一看约翰福音第十三章第十二节。
12-15.
十二节到十五节。
The last part of 12. Do you know what I have done to you? This was the question. You call me teacher and the Lord, and you say, "Well, for I am so." If therefore the Lord and the teacher has washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, you should do also.
十二节的后半段，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？这是一个问句。他问他，然后他说：“你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。我是你们的主，你们的夫子。尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。”
I hope you understand the importance of this.
我希望你们了解这些话的重要。
In John 13, chapters 13 through 17, we come into the holiest of all.
我们在约翰福音13章到17章里面，我们看到，好像进到一个至圣的地方。
And the Holy Spirit has opened up the very thoughts and deepest thoughts of the Lord Jesus.
好像圣灵在这里面把耶稣基督最深的感受和想法启示给我们。
And this is the beginning.
这是一个开始。
That for there to be a real living testimony,
这是一个有行为的见证的开始。
There has to be divine love.
必须要有神的爱。
Now I hope you understood I said divine love.
当我说神的爱，神圣的爱的时候，我希望你们能够了解。
The word in Greek is agape.
在希腊文里面这个字叫做 agape。
It is not your love.
不是你的爱。
It is not my love.
不是我的爱。
Your love will soon wear out.
是一个人的爱。Go ahead.
Your love is not good enough.
我们的爱不完全。
Your love cannot go far enough.
我们的爱不能够走得很远。
This is impossible for man.
这是对人是不可能的。
Hear what I'm saying.
听听我讲的。
Unless divine love is in the church, there is no testimony of God.
如果神的爱没有在教会里面，这就没有神的见证。
This is what he's after.
这就是他所追求的。
I remember recently we were studying the epistles of John.
我们最近在查考约翰的书信的时候。
And over and over in the epistles of John, you know there's that word love.
你会看到在约翰的书信里面一直强调爱。
But it's never human love.
从来没有讲，可是并不是讲到人的爱。
It's always agape love.
每一次提到的都是这个 agape, 就是这个爱。
It's never filial love.
也不是说人的爱。弟兄的爱不是人的感觉，不是人的吸引，因为这种的爱没有办法把教会建造起来。
So hear what's in my heart.
这些是现在我要跟你们讲，是我心里想。
In John 13, we are called to do the impossible.
约翰福音十三章，我们被呼召去做一些我们想不到的事情。
This is how the testimony is expressed.
这一些才是一个神见证的行为。
When it is impossible, this is all how we ought to pray.
当这是不可能的时候，这才是我们才应该这样子的祷告。
Lord, put your love deep within my heart.
我们这样祷告是说，主啊，把你的爱深深的放在我的心里。
You know that one is so unlovely.
你知道那些很不可爱的人，
I cannot love that person.
我没有办法爱这个人。
They're so unlovely.
他实在是太不可爱了。
They're not even Chinese.
他甚至不是中国人。
But dear Lord,
亲爱的主啊，
put your love in our heart.
把你的爱放在我的里面。
It is through divine love there's a living expression of who Christ is.
从神的爱里面，我们才能够彰显说耶稣基督是怎么样的一位神。
These are his parting words to his church.
这些就是在耶稣基督临走之前对他教会所讲的话语。
There's a second thing about divine love.
我们讲神圣爱的第二件事情。
Divine love is other focused.
神圣的爱就是 other
focused. Yeah. Focused on others.
Okay, 就是关心别人。
Sometimes we have a wrong impression about love.
我们常常对爱有一些错误的观念。
There's a new teaching that has crept into the church.
现在在教会里面有一些新的教导。
That tells us we should love ourselves.
告诉说我们应该先爱自己。
And we cannot love God.
如果我们不能爱神。
And we cannot love the brothers and sisters.
我们不能够爱弟兄姊妹。
Unless we love ourselves first.
除非我们先把自己好好的爱一爱。
This is a change in focus.
这个是好像把我们的焦点都转移。
You may think I'm joking.
你以为我在开玩笑吗？
But there are brothers and sisters that believe this.
可是有很多弟兄姊妹真的相信这样的教导。
They feel they discovered the key.
他们突然觉得说，哇，我找到了钥匙。
I just need to love myself even more.
我只需要更加的爱我自己。
And if I love myself more,
如果我更加爱我自己，
because God loves me,
因为神爱我，
then I can love God.
所以我就可以爱神。
And if I love myself more,
如果我爱我自己很多，
then I can love you.
然后我才可以爱你。
Even if you are unlovely,
虽然你不可爱。
That is what people think the secret is.
所以有些人认为这就是其中的奥秘。
But that's not what the Bible teaches.
可是圣经上不是这样教我们的。
Look in Matthew chapter 22.
看马太福音第二十二章。
34节。34 through 40. But the Pharisees, having heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence.Were gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, demanded, tempting him, and saying, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law. And he said to them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy understanding. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments, the whole law and the prophets hang.
34节，法利赛人听见耶稣堵住撒都该人的口，就他们就聚集。内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，也是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。”
Those that explain this teaching use this verse.
那些人有一些人解释这些就用这些话 这段经文来解释
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
因为你们看到这边讲39节讲说爱人如己
Now brothers and sisters there's something I need to explain here
我弟兄姊妹我必须要在这边讲一些事情
Self love is assumed in the Bible
Assumed OK 自己Self love 爱自己的是在圣经上面是一个
The Bible assumes you love yourself.
是一个不需要解释的事情嘛？你
As a matter of fact, when Paul was writing in Ephesians, he assumed you loved yourself.
就是这件事情不需要解释，每个人都爱自己嘛，还需要讲嘛
？He said, "Husbands love your wife."
他说，丈夫要爱妻子。
As you love your own body.
他说，就像你爱自己的身体一样，因为没有人恨恶自己的身体。
You can test this theory.
你可以试试看啊。
Take a hammer out.
你拿个榔头。
Hit yourself in the hand as hard as you can.
然后往你的手上用力的捶下去。
You'll see how much you love your own body.
啊，你就会看到你有多爱你自己了。
Self-love is assumed in the scriptures.
一个人。自己对自己的关爱是不需要解释的吧
It is not taught in the scripture.
不需要强调的
God knows we love ourselves.
因为每一个人本身天性就是爱自己啊
What is taught is divine love.
在这边讲的是一个神的爱是一个神圣的爱
And divine love has an other focus.
神圣的爱里面呢一个属灵的爱 Yes, oh my God, 那个是有一个不一样的焦点
It's focused on others.
是注意在别人的身上
It's unselfish.
是一个不自私的爱。
It's not focused on ourselves.
不是注意在自我身上的一个爱。
This is the difference.
这就是那其中的差别。
This is the kind of love that has a practical expression of testimony.
这个就是我们能够从行为见证出神的见证。
I found a favorite book years ago.
我在很多年前找到一个最喜欢的书。
It's out of print.
没印了，现在没出绝版了。
Its title is The Danger of Self-Love。
那个书的书名是说，自爱的可怕，自爱的危险。
I learned so much from that brother that wrote that book。
我从那里面学到很多东西。
Dear saints，
亲爱的圣徒
，There must be divine love to be a testimony。
如果要神的见证，必须要神的爱。
It is never focused on us。
不是在自我的专心
benefit,
我们虽然享受到这样子的好处
but it's always focused on others.
可是我们的焦点却总是在别人的身上
This is the first point.
这是第一点
the second point,
第二点
God's testimony is practically expressed through divine life.
神的一个见证呢是借着我们一个圣洁的生命所表现出来的。
Unless there's divine life，
如果这里面有一个圣洁的生命
，Unless there's God's life，
是一个神的生命
，There's no testimony，
也没有见证。
It's not because of my life，
因为不是因为我的生命
，It's not because of your life，
也不是因为你的生命
，It's because the Lord lives that there's testimony。
因为神活着，我们才有见证。
So the second vital thing is this。
第二件事情重要的是。
For there to be a practical expression。
如果这边要有一个有一个有行为的表示。
There needs to be divine life。
必须要有一个圣洁的生命。
Turn to John chapter 15。
看一下约翰福音第十五章。
This is why our Lord Jesus, in these last parting words with his disciples, shared this。
耶稣基督在离世之前跟他亲爱的门徒讲的这些话。
Verse 5.
十五章第五节。
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Look at verse 7 and 8.
我看第七节和第八节。
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall come to pass to you. In this, notice that phrase, in this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and you shall become disciples of mine.
第七节，你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就，你们多结果子，我父就注意因此得了荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
This little phrase in this is very important.
你继续这句小句话，我刚刚讲了因此很重要。
It's the same phrase that was in John 13.
跟约翰福音十三章里面讲的一样。
When he spoke about divine love.
他讲到神圣的爱。
The Lord said of divine love.
讲到神的爱。
He said if you have this kind of love in you.
他说如果你这里你生命里面有这样的爱。
In this they shall know that you are disciples of mine.
因此他们就知道你是我的门徒了。
In this, they shall know.
因此，他们就知道这是我的门徒。你就是我的门徒。
If you have divine love,
如果你有神的爱。
But now, when it comes to John 15,
让我们看到十五章里面。
In this, they will know.
这又讲到，因此他们就知道。
When you bear that fruit of divine life,
如果你把神的生命给活出来。
I think some people think the Christian life is them living.I think some people think the Christian life is when I live the Christian life.
Oh, okay. 很多人觉得说，耶稣基督徒的生命是我活出来的。
Some people are trying so hard to live the Christian life.
很多基督徒认为说，我要非常的努力去把耶稣基督徒的样子活出来。
I don't know if you've ever heard this.
我不知道你们有没有听过。
But brothers and sisters.It's impossible to live the Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你们听过，可是要活出基督徒的样子是不可能的。
I may have offended half of you in this room.
我也许把你们这边一半的人都让你们觉得很讨厌。
Let me put it clearer.
我再解释一下。
It is impossible for you to live the Christian life.
你要靠着你自己活出基督徒的样子是不可能的。
You cannot live the Christian life.
你不能够活基督徒的样子。
You may be a very moral person.
你也许是一个非常有道德的人。
You may be a very good person.
也许你是一个非常好的人。
You may be the best person.
如果你是一个，也许你觉得你是最棒的人。
In New Jersey.
在 New York, New Jersey 这边最棒的人
or even all of the United States.
也许你是全美国最棒的人
but that's not good enough.
可是这些
unless you have divine life within you,
不够好
you cannot live the Christian life.
因为如果你没有神的生命在里面你没有办法活出基督徒的生命
I recently gave a message on John 3.
我最近讲了一篇道是约翰福音第三章
you must be born again.
你必须要重人必须要重生。
I wonder if you've ever wondered why the Lord spoke to Nicodemus.
你有没有想过说耶稣为什么要跟尼哥底母讲这些话
？Nicodemus was the best that Israel had to offer.
以色列里面最好的律法师 ，right？ 尼哥底母是以色列里面最好的律法师。
He was not the woman at the well.
他不是那个井边的妇人啊。
He was not the demoniac.
他也不是那个。
The demon-possessed man.
哦，他也不是那个被鬼附的那个人。
He was the absolute best that Israel could offer.
他是以色列里面最杰出的一个人。
You may be the very best.
你也许是最杰出的。
But to Nicodemus and to you is the same word.
可是他对尼哥底母所说的跟对你所说的是一样的话。
You must be born again.
人必须要重生。
You cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
你不然你就见不到神的国。
Unless you are born again.
除非你重生。
You cannot enter into the kingdom.
你没有办法进入神的国。
Unless you are born again.
除非你重生。
You need this new life.
你必须要这样的生命。
New birth is the new receiving the new source of divine life.
什么是一个重生？就是把神的生命重新接受到你的生命里来。
That is our beginning, and that is our way all the way through.
那是我们的开始，那是以后我们要走，一直要走的路。
It's not imitation life.
不是一个假的生命。
It's not like Christ.
不是一个去学习耶稣的生命。
It is Christ.
不是一个学习耶稣生命，是耶稣的生命。你知道这样的中间的差别吗？
Paul said in Philippians this,
保罗在腓立比书里面说的，
For me to live is Christ.
如果我活着就是基督。
I'll never forget when I was a young believer.
当我从来没有忘记我是一个还是刚信主的时候。
Some 30 some years ago,
三十多年前，
The Lord graciously saved me.
神用他的恩典救了我。
And I began to try to live the Christian life.
然后我就开始想要过一个基督徒的生活。
And I found the Christian life too difficult to live.
我发现说耶稣基督徒的生活实在是太痛苦了。
And I'll never forget, one day I got Brother Nee's book, The Normal Christian Life.
我从来不会忘记有一天我把尼托森的书，那个叫什么？
And I opened that front cover.
简单圣经。正常基督徒的生活。
And I saw that phrase from Philippians.
我看到那个腓立比书上面那一句话。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
And I discovered that is the secret of Christian living.
我突然了解说，哇，基督徒的生活应该是这样。
It is not you living at all.
不是我自己活着。
It's not God perfecting you.
不是神把我变成完全。
It's not God improving you.
不是神把我改造变好。
It's not making you better.
不是把我变得更完美。
It's not making you more able.
也不是把我变得更有能力。
If you understand John 15,
如果你了解约翰福音第十五章，是活在住在神的里面。
And out of that vine becomes an all different life source.
就是那个葡萄树，就像我们是枝子，那个葡萄树就变成我们生命的供给。
And that bears fruit.
然后我们就会结出果子来。
I said it is not imitation.
我说了，不是一个模仿。
My brother Chu knows I like coffee.
朱弟兄知道我很喜欢喝咖啡。
My dear brother has been so gracious.
我的弟兄对我实在是很好。
Every morning he goes to get me coffee.
每天早上他就跑去帮我买咖啡。
This morning he overdid it.
今天早上他好像买太多了。
He brought back three cards.
他买了三杯咖啡。
One was huge.
有一杯好大。
So I had to share my coffee with my wife and with Brother Chu.
然后我太大了，我只好跟我的太太和朱弟兄一起喝。
Now when I drink coffee,
当我喝咖啡的时候，
I put imitation cream in it.
我把那个叫做那种假的那种 cream,
I put imitation sugar in it.
把那个代糖啊、假的牛奶啊。掉在我的咖啡里，都不是真的糖。
This powdery stuff that looks like flour.
你们看那些粉末的那个代糖。
I put in and it's cream.
我把它放那种都放在我的咖啡里。
This is imitation.
这些都是假的。
The Christian life is not imitation.
基督徒的生命不是一个学出来的。
The Christian life is the real thing.
基督徒的生命是一个真的生命。
It is Christ living in me.
是因为耶稣基督的生命在你的里面活出来的。
How marvelous this is.
这是一件何等完美的事。
How is divine life possible?
神的生命到底怎么样成就呢？
Look at John 15,
看一下
26,
约翰福音15章26节。
Verse 26, But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father,
Yeah, I got it.I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes forth from with the Father, he shall bear witness concerning me, and you shall bear witness because you are with me from the beginning. Notice, you shall bear witness of me.
Okay. 第二十六节，但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从头就与我同在。注意，你们也要做见证。
That word witness means testimony.
那个 witness 那个字就是见证。
The reason there can be a living practical testimony.
今天我们有一个活出来的见证，是因为
the Holy Spirit comes and lives in us.
是因为圣灵来了，住在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, that's amazing.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的奇妙！
That God the Spirit would come and abide in you and me.
神的灵亲自来住在你和我的里面。
This makes the Christian life possible.
这样子，耶稣基督徒的生命才变成可能的。
In my career, I have a list of experts.
在我的职业生涯中，我有很多的。
And every once in a while, when I don't know what to do.
有一些很多的那个 expert， 就是
I call on one of these experts.
我有很多的一些专业人员，我常常有一些时候不知道怎么做的时候，我就打电话给他们。
But listen to this. God the Holy Spirit, the expert, comes and lives in you.
可是你注意这边讲的就是说，神的灵就是这个 expert， 就是这个专才来住在你和我的里面。
Let me put it this way.
我这样讲好了。
The resident expert comes and lives in you.
一个最专门神的一个灵来住在我们的里面。
The resident expert of divine life.
就是对神的生命最了解的，就是他亲自自己的灵来住在我们的里面。
I think this is a marvelous thing.
这是一件何等完美的事情。
What more could you ask?
你还能够要什么呢？
He said, "When the Comforter comes,
他说保惠师来的时候,
He shall bear witness of me."
他就会为我做见证。
What this means is He will be that living witness in you.
这一件事情讲的就是说，他亲自到你里面成为他的见证。
Praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit.
赞美主和圣灵。
Praise the Lord that God has given us His Spirit to live within us.
我们赞美主，把他自己的圣灵。 圣灵赐下来给我们。
This is what makes the Christian life possible.
这样子，耶稣基督徒的生命才成为可能。
Now look at Galatians 2:20.
我们看一下加拉太书，第二章。
This is one of my favorite verses.
加拉太书第二章第二节，20节 2:20. Okay, sorry. 第二章20节，这是我一个很喜欢的一个经句。
I am crucified with Christ, and no longer live I, but Christ lives in me. But in that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God, who has loved me and has given himself for me.
20节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
This verse is amazing to me.
这个金句对我来说实在是很了不起。
When I saw it the first time,
我第一次看到的时候,
I saw the secret of the Christian life.
我看到基督徒生命的奥秘。
Christ living in me.
耶稣亲自住在我里面。基督徒的奥秘就是这个。The
secret of the Christian life is not me living.
基督徒的奥秘不是自己活着。But
it's divine life within me.
而是神的生命在我里面活着。And
that's what it means to be a believer.
信耶稣就是这个意思。Third
point.
第三点。The
testimony of God is also practically expressed in divine oneness.
神的见证也是一个借着神圣的合一在表现出来的。
In John 13, when the Lord gave the example, divine love was in view.
在约翰福音十三章的时候，神给我们讲了一个例子，说讲神的爱的时候。
In John 15, when the Lord spoke of the secret of the Christian life,
在第十五章又讲到说，耶稣基督讲到基督徒的生命的秘密奥秘的时候
，divine life was in view.
然后他在里面提到的是神的生命。
But when we come to John 17,
然后我们看到约翰福音第十七章的时候
，and we begin to look into things that are almost too unimaginable.
我们在看到一些事情，几乎是令我们无法想象的事情。
And we see the high priestly prayer of the Lord Jesus.
我们看到耶稣基督的祷告。
How he pours his heart out to God.
他怎么样？ 把他的心掏出来。
How he makes his request to the Father.
为我们这些人向着神祷告。
Divine oneness is in view.
一个神的合一。
There cannot be a practical testimony of Jesus without divine oneness.
我们没有办法把神的见证给彰显出来，除非我们真正有神的合一。
John 17 verse 11.
第约翰福音第十七章第十一节。
And I am no longer in the world, and these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep them in thy name, which thou hast given me, that they may be one as we.
从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
This was the Lord's cry for his people.
这是神为他子民的祷告。
That they would be one.
他们能够合一。
Look at verse 20 through 23.
二十到二十三节。
And I do not demand for these only, but also for those who believe on me through their word.That they may be all one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. And then that phrase, that the world may believe. That thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfected into one.And that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
二十节，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。注意，叫世人可以信你差了我来，所以。你赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
I don't know how to express the importance of this to you.
我不知道怎么样强调这件事情的重要性。
But just understand that we're able to look into something that's almost unimaginable.
就是知道说我们现在看一件事情是一件几乎无法想象的事情。
The Holy Spirit has recorded the most intimate communications between the Lord and His Father.
圣灵在这里记录了耶稣基督和他的父神之间一个非常亲密的交通。
And the gist of that communication was that they may be one.
这个交通的重点就是他们能够合一，就像我们能够合一一样。
And he concludes that great prayer with this enormous passage.
这个他在这一段祷告里面，他用这样子很大的一件事情做了一个结束。
The end of verse 23.
在二十三章的后面。
And that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Have you ever meditated on that passage?
你有没有这样想过，好好想一想这段话。
Listen to what it says.
你看看他这里说了什么。
That thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
就像你让他们知道你爱他们就像爱我一样。
You know how much the Father loves His Son.
你知道父神是怎么样爱他的独生爱子。
It is His darling.
是他亲爱的人。
It was the one that was with Him forever.
是一直都跟他在一起的一个人。
You can just hear Him say, "This is My beloved Son."
你记不记得他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
But yet, when the Lord was in the presence of His Father,
当主在神的面前的时候
，He said that Thou hast loved them.As thou hast loved me.
他说让你知道你爱他们就像你爱我一样。
What infinite love.
这是一个无限的爱。
What infinite love.
一个无限的爱。
Can you measure it?
你可以量吗?
Can you explain it?
你可以解释吗?
I still find believers this day that wonder, does God love them?
我到现在还发现一些信主的人说主爱我吗?
They say, does God really love me?
说主真的爱我吗?
But do you know He loves you? As he loved his only begotten son,
你知道他爱你就像爱他自己的爱子一样那么爱吗？
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗？
That is the deepest love.
你可以想象这个爱有多么的深。
So we hear the Lord praying this prayer.
我们看到主耶稣在这里做这样的祷告。
That they may be one.
说他们能够合一。
As thou, Father.
就像我们合一一样。
And I are one.
对。
That they may be one in us.
他们就像我们里面合一。
I remember in our early days in Richmond.
我在想到我早些年日在 Richmond 的时候。
God made Ephesians 4 alive to us.
神让以弗所书 Ephesians 4, 以弗所书第四章鲜活了起来。
Ephesians 4 verse 3.
以弗所书第四章第三节。
Using all diligence.To keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Notice it says to keep the unity of the Spirit.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Notice it doesn't say find the unity of the Spirit.
注意他这边没有说竭力的寻找合而为一的心
or gain the unity of the Spirit,
或者得着合而为一的心
the unity of the Spirit has been given to us.
圣灵所赐合而为一的心是一个赐下来的
It is the answer to the Lord's prayer.
是一个主耶稣祷告以后所得着的结果
It is a trust we're to keep.
是一个我们能够信赖保守的东西
How often we break it.
我们常常把这个信托给破坏了。
Ephesians 4 verse 14.
我们看到四章十四节。
There is one body and one spirit as we have all been called into one hope of our call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is over all and through all and in us all.
对不起，以弗所书四章四节，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Do you know that you're one with every believer?
你知道你跟其他的信徒其实是一个吗？
Brothers and sisters, we need to maintain this unity of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这灵里的合一，我们必须要保守。
This is part of the testimony.
这是神的见证的一部分。
Divine oneness.
一个神在神里面的合一。
Given oneness.
是一个神赐下来的合一。
Is the one thing we're to maintain.
我们必须要保守这件事情。
It's like a story of someone going into a far place.
好像一个人到远的地方去。
And he gives you one thing to keep.
他给你一件事情，一个东西叫你去把它守着。
Keep this what I've given you.
他说我给你这个，你要好好的留着。
Just one thing.
只有给你一件事情。
This is what you need to do.
这个你必须要做的。
I gave it to you.
我给你。
I prayed it to the Father.
我为了父神祷告。
Now you keep it.
你把它保守着。
I remember how blessed those verses were in those early days.
我记得说在那时候这些圣经对我来说是多么大的一个祝福。
Our prayer was that nothing would interrupt the unity of the Spirit.
我祷告说没有让任何的事情能够打断我们中间的合一。
And then it says later in that same chapter,In Ephesians,
在以弗所书后来
until we all arrive at the unity of the faith.
在以弗所书
Verse 13. I may have given you some wrong. Verse 13, brother.
以弗所书四章十三节的地方，我们来看一下。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith.And of the knowledge of the Son of God, and at the full grown man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上重归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Notice, it's until we all arrive at the unity of the faith.
注意, 只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
We don't start with the unity of the faith.
我们开始的时候没有合一啊。
Ultimately, we will come to the unity of the faith.
最终我们会来到这个真道上的合一。
That is the goal.
这是我们的目的。
But we're one with every believer.
我们跟每一个信徒都合一。
And everyone that knows the living Christ.
每一个认识活着耶稣基督的人都跟我们是合一的。我们也是他们一部分。And
we can have fellowship together.
我们可以在这里面有交通。They
don't have to be the same color.
我们不需要有一样的颜色。They
don't have to be the same age.
我们不需要一样的年龄。We
don't have to have anything else in common.
我们不需要任何其他有一样的类似的地方。可以穷也可以有钱。But
if they are brother.
如果我们是弟兄,
and if they are a sister,
如果我们是姊妹,
this is the way the testimony is expressed.
这就是神见证的一个彰显。
Keep the unity of the Spirit until we arrive at the unity of the faith.
一直等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
Notice the Lord prayed this in John 17:23.
在约翰福音17章23节的地方, 主这么祷告。
He prayed that they would all be one.
他祷告说我们都能够成为一。
But he also prayed that they would be perfected in one.
他也祷告说我们能够在使他们完完全全的合而为一。
That they all may be one is the unity of the faith, unity of the Spirit.
Okay. 他们能够合一是因为圣灵的关系。
It is given to us in Christ Jesus.
是在耶稣基督里面赐给他们。
But that they may be perfected in one is the unity of the faith.
是让我们完完全全的合而为一是一个从信心里面达成的一件事情。
I cannot tell you how ugly division is to our Father.
我没有办法形容说教会分裂是在神心里面是多么。Divine
oneness is at the heart of the testimony.
会多么伤神的心，神的心里面需要我们最需要我们的就是一个合一。You
know, brothers and sisters, I don't know what you think of the brethren movement. The brethren movement in the 1800s.
兄弟，哦耶耶，哦那个1800是我不知道你们认为说像这个弟兄会的这一件的那个movement，就是那个运动是什么想法。
I was once fellowshipping with our brother Stephen.
我有一次跟我们的江守道弟兄分享。
And I said, brother.
他说，弟兄啊。
It seems to me that the Lord recovered much through the brethren.
对我来说，我看起来好像主在这个弟兄会上面有很大的恢复。
They saw the purpose of God.
他们看到神的旨意。
They gathered simply as believers.
他们聚在一起就只像弟兄一样。
They took no other name.
他们没有冠上任何其他的名号。
They dispensed of all their titles.
他们把他们所有的title都丢掉了。
Poor and rich were together.
把有钱的没钱的都聚在一起。
And they simply became known as brethren.
他们聚在一起，人们只知道他们就是弟兄会的人。
I said, brother, it seems this was a great move of God.
我说弟兄，我看起来这好像神的一个亲自的运动。
You may be surprised what he said.
你也许会觉得他讲的话很惊讶的。
He said, aside from the Reformation.
他说, aside from the Reformation.
Martin Luther, the Reformation.
Oh, yeah. Not Martin Luther King. 除了马丁路德的那个改教之外，从这个改教之外，
when living by faith was recovered,
当靠着信而生活，靠着信的生活是恢复了以后，
he said this was the greatest recovery.
这个是在教会历史中最大的一个恢复。
This was the greatest recovery.
这是一个最大的恢复。
And one time he said to me,
有一次他跟我这么说,
he said, you know what the greatest title is?
你知道, title?
Title.
Okay, 你知道最大的一个, 最好的一个
title,
头衔是什么?
You can be called is brother.
最好的人在生命中最好的一个头衔可以叫你的就是叫你 brother，
Aspire
就是弟兄
to no other title，
没有其他的头衔
just to be a brother，
只要弟兄这个头衔
or just to be a sister，
或者只要姊妹这个头衔
in the Lord is enough，
在主里面就够了。
So anytime I talk to our brother，
每次我跟我弟兄讲话的时候
I see him talking to others，
我看他跟其他人讲话
he says just brother， just brother，
他说就叫我弟兄就好。
He has seen something.
他看到了一些事情。他看到了一些在神里面合一的事情。
We are all brothers in Christ.
我们在主里面都是弟兄。
Male or female,
不管是弟兄还是。
Or bond or free,
不管是男的还是女的。
We are all brothers.
自由的还是为主的都是弟兄。
This is the oneness.
这是一个合一。
There is no greater title.
没有比这头衔更好的。
When you look at Hebrews 2,
当你看到希伯来书第二章里面，你看到耶稣基督并不会称我们为弟兄觉得羞耻。
How great is that?
这是一件多伟大的事情。
But something very sad happened in the brethren movement.
不过在弟兄会的运动里面有一件很悲惨的事情发生了。
What had begun so livingly,
你这件这么活泼的事情
What was such a great testimony,
这个这么伟大的见证
Division and ruin came in.
结果却来了一个毁灭
Now, I don't know if you agree with me on this,
我不知道说你对我这一件看法同不同意
Just allow me to use it to make a few points to close.
不过就是让我在这边做结论的时候借着这个讲几个重点
what happened precisely was that error in teaching came in.
在这弟兄会的运动中呢搞错的就是有一些错误的教导跑进来了。
And the interesting thing to me is this.
这一件很有趣的是
that the exclusive brethren and the open brethren both agree on that point. You just said, "Oh man, I think you need some help."
一个开放和封闭的，是不是？对，一个他们就分成两派嘛，一个是封闭，一个是开放的弟兄的那个派别的两个，他们都 agree 的。
They agree.
They do agree. 他们都同意这样的看法。
But soon an ugly spirit entered in.
有一个邪恶的灵进来了。
And those who once used to have such unbroken fellowship.
以前有一些好像他们在交通聚会里面没有办法被分开的一些人。
Could no longer speak to one another.
他们却因为了这些事情没有办法再跟彼此甚至有交谈。
Whole assemblies were written off.
整个所有的聚会都被打散
Many were judged,
很多人被批判
and oneness was broken.
合一整个都被分开了
Now, I don't know if you think this is just ancient history.
我不知道你们觉得说这只是一个古代的一个历史的故事
But in Richmond, this is our recent history.
可是在我们 Richmond 的历史中这却是一个很最近才发生的事情
Maybe that's why it's so close to my heart.
也许这才是我对这件事情非常有负担。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
The last thing the Lord prayed about in regard to his testimony,
神最后为了他的见证而祷告的一件事
was that oneness would be maintained.
就是能够一直保守这个合一
that they would be one.
所以他们能够合一。
Now maybe there are two lessons we can take away from that history.
在我们刚刚讲到这段历史，也许我们可以学到两个功课。
One thing is simple.
第一件事很简单。
When we cannot agree,
当我们不能同意的时候
we leave it with a higher heavenly court.
我们把它交给我们属天的一个法官。
You do not have to agree with me on everything.
你也许不一定要跟我有同样的看法。
You may have a different view with me on many things.
也许你对很多事情有不一样的观点。
I would be surprised if you didn't.
如果你跟我都一样，我才会觉得很惊吓。
But can we still be one?
可是我们是不是还是可以合一呢？
Can we maintain the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace?
是不是我们可以在属灵里面合而为一呢？
That is what God is after.
这是神最要追求的事情。
In that, his testimony is seen.
所以在那个里面他的见证才能够被实现
And the second thing,
第二件事情要学的
Our fellowship is based on life and not light
Not light
Light
OK 所以我们的交通呢是根据我们的生命而不是因为光
In other words, we share the life of the Lord Jesus.
我们在中间交通分享,
My brother has greater light than I have.
Okay, 我们在交通中分享的是我们的生命, 而不是我们的看见。
You may have more light than I have.
也许这位弟兄比我看见的更多。
Our fellowship is not based on what I see and what you see.
我们的交通并不是因为说我看见了什么，你看见了什么。
Our fellowship is based on life.
我们的交通是一个生命的交通。
It is life.
是一个生命。
Not life.
不是看见。
Divine life.
是一个属灵的生命。
In that.
在那里面呢。
Is the testimony.
就是神的见证。
Well, this is really the burden.
这是我的负担。
That I've been exercised with.
我必须，这是我的负担。
There is no practical expression without divine love.
没有一个神的见证不能够被活出来, 除非有一个神的爱。
There is no testimony without divine love.
神的见证不能够被活出来, 除非有神的爱。
It is not your love.
不是我的爱,
it is not my love.
不是你的爱,
it is agape love.
是一个agape的爱,
John says God is love.
约翰说神就是爱。
There is no testimony without divine life.
没有神的爱就不会有神的见证。
The Christian life is not us living.
一个基督徒的生活不是我们活着。
The Christian life is us abiding.
是我们住在神的里面。
It's bearing fruit.
是结出果子来。
From a different source of life.
是从神的生命的源头结出果子来。
That life is the Lord Jesus.
那个生命的源头就是耶稣基督自己。
Living in me.
住在我的里面活着。
That's the power to live the Christian life.
这才是耶稣，这才是基督徒生命的能力的所在。
And there's no practical expression of the testimony.
Okay.
Without divine oneness.
如果没有属灵的合一, 就没有神的见证。
How often in the church we violated that principle.
我们在教会里面多, 常常的破坏这件的事情。
But just understand this is the Lord's prayer.
可是我们必须要了解, 这是神的, 主耶稣的祷告。
This is the Lord's heart.
这是他的心。
This is the one thing he was after.
这是他心里面追求的一件事情。
That they may be one.
希望他们能够合一。
As we are one.
就像我们能够合一一样。
And then he uses that wonderful expression.
然后他最后这么讲,
in this,
因此,
in this,
因此,
they shall know.
他们就知道,
in this divine love, they shall know.
因此借着这个神的爱,
in
他们知道,
this divine life, when fruit is born, that's not yours, they shall know.
借着这个神的爱, 结出不是你结的果子, 他们就知道,
in this divine oneness, they shall know.
在这个神圣的, 在属灵的合一里面, 他们就知道,
that God has sent me.
神差我而来。
This is the testimony.
这就是神的见证。
Of God. Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we commit these words to you.
主啊, 我们把这些话交在你的手中。
We know these words may not rise to the be as clear as they should.
我们知道也许我们有时候讲的不是很清楚。
But once again, we ask you to breathe upon these words.
我们再一次希望你能够在你的亲自的在你的话上做工。
Give life to these words.
把这些话附上生命。
Your words are spirit and life.
你的话就是生命还有灵。
And cause what is of Christ to remain. Cause what has been given of Christ to remain.
所以,
what you have spoken, Lord, we pray it would remain.
Okay. 所以我们求你把你的话常常放在我们的心里。
And that it would bear fruit.
然后会在我们的心里结果子, 在你的, 借着你的名结出果子。
We pray this simple prayer.
我们这样子简单的祷告,
that we would be those that are part of the testimony of Jesus.
我们这样简单的祷告, 希望我们能够成为你见证的一部分。
That we would have the testimony of Jesus.
我们会有耶稣基督的见证。
That it would be practically expressed among us.
我们会有活出来的见证。
And that Christ would be seen.
然后人就会借着我们看到耶稣基督。
Oh Lord.
Oh, 主啊,
do this, we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的宝贵的名这样祷告，阿们。